Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. With mounting evidence against the use of bisphenol A, abbreviated BPA, a compound used in plastic baby bottles, amongst other food packaging applications, which is toxic to humans, the Attorney General of Connecticut has demanded details from a high-level meeting in Washington, D.C. Seems like a host of packaging and food giants have been condemned for plotting to use deceptive and illegal fear tactics to blur the truth about the dangers of BPA. The Attorney General warned that a misinformation campaign could threaten public health by confusing consumers and convincing them to ignore mounting evidence that even in minute doses, BPA endangers children and pregnant women. The Attorney General said there was increasing credible science linking BPA to a range of diseases including cancer, diabetes, hyperactivity, obesity, low sperm count, miscarriage, and other reproductive problems in laboratory animals, as well as heart disease and diabetes in humans. Ever since Oprah came out and told her audience she has thyroid disease, magazines, newspapers, and news shows have been filled with information on thyroid disease, and not all of it reliable. At last week's Endocrine Society meeting in Washington, a research paper was presented that looked at a group of centenarian Ashkenazi Jews, people 100 years of age, and their 70-something children, and found that these people had slight elevated thyroid-stimulating hormone, usually associated with a low-acting thyroid gland, better known as hypothyroidism. The result of the research led to the conclusion that a slightly underactive thyroid may be associated with longevity. Although some doctors are saying that a slightly underactive thyroid may be a good thing, there are hundreds of other studies that link this slightly underactive thyroid to heart disease, high cholesterol, infertility, miscarriage, prematurity, metabolic syndrome, obesity, depression, Alzheimer's disease, and developmental problems in the children of affected mothers. Drawing conclusions about a small group of centenarians is doing a great disservice to millions of people who suffer every day from this low-level thyroid problem. And when I come back, we'll take a look at the importance of high-dose vitamins and how you can use math to avoid jet lag.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic at 781-942-7121. Now back to the news.
Dietary supplements are always in the news, and not always in a positive light. Well, now three new pieces of research reveal the importance of higher supplement doses. According to the Archives of Internal Medicine, published by the American Medical Association, three studies demonstrate the benefits of high-dose nutritional supplements. The latest studies, all published in the same edition, provide important information about the role of vitamin B in macular degeneration, loss of vision from damage to the retina, calcium in cancer prevention, and vitamin D reducing the risk of upper respiratory infections. There is increasing evidence that high doses of vitamins are both safe and effective. They conclude that any type of non-invasive and inexpensive treatment that assists in the prevention of life-threatening or life-changing diseases should be strongly endorsed. And for our last story, we look at a software program that prescribes a regimen for avoiding jet lag. Traveling across several time zones can cause an individual to experience jet lag, which includes trouble sleeping at night and difficulty remaining awake during the day. What happens is as an individual travels through different time zones, their internal clock cannot adjust to the changes and resynchronize. Using a software program that resynchronizes the body with its environment, the person is exposed to periodic episodes of bright light to reset their internal biological clock. The software can reduce the number of days it takes to readjust the body to changing time zones due to long airplane flights. Although this method is not yet available to the public, it has direct implications for designing schedules for jet lag, shift work, and extreme environments, such as in space, undersea, or in polar regions. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Humans shed about 600,000 particles of skin every hour. You may not think much about losing your skin if yours isn't dry or flaky or peeling from a sunburn, but your skin is constantly renewing itself and shedding dead cells. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.